A very good morning to you all, and welcome to day 14 of our 40 days Lenten prayers and reflections. Our text for reflection is Acts 23, the verses 23 to 35. Then he called two of the centurions and said, "Get ready 200 soldiers with 70 horsemen and 200 spearmen to go as far as Caesarea at the third hour of the night. Also provide mounts for Paul to ride and bring him safely to Felix, the governor." And he wrote a letter to this effect: "Claudius Lysias, to His Excellency, the governor Felix, greetings. This man was seized by the Jews and was about to be killed by them when I came upon them with the soldiers and rescued him, having learned that he was a Roman citizen. And desiring to know the charge for which they were accusing him, I brought him down to their council. I found that he was being accused about questions of their law, but charged with nothing deserving death or imprisonment. And when it was disclosed to me that there would be a plot against the man, I sent him to you at once, ordering his accusers also to state before you what they have against him. So the soldiers, according to their instructions, took Paul and brought him by night to Antipatris. And on the next day they returned to the barracks, letting the horsemen go on with him. When they had come to Caesarea and delivered the letter to the governor, they presented Paul also before him. On reading the letter, he asked what province he was from. And when he learned that he was from Cilicia, he said, 'I will give you a hearing when your accusers arrive.' And he commanded him to be guarded in Herod's praetorium. The kindness of a lawmaker. Dear friends, this passage must be read and understood in the light of the one we read and reflected on yesterday, where the Jews were plotting to kill Paul. Notice how Dr. Luke contrasts the kindness and lawful protection of the Roman commander with the murderous conniving of the Jews. In today's text, a heavily armed infantry, 470 soldiers, are given to escort one apostle out of town. Claudius Lysias figured out that Paul needed a large force because the population in the temple ground were against him and determined to end his life. He knew that Paul would be safe in Caesarea if he could get him there, because Caesarea was a Gentile-dominated town and there was less likelihood of a real problem or revolution in that region. There are two important things that actually stand out from Acts 22 and 23, and the first is the clear contrast between the kindness and attention to the law of the Roman commander Claudius Lysias and the cruel disregard for the law of the Jews, and especially of the Sanhedrin. And I venture to say that we live our lives in this world in the company of the good, the bad, and even the ugly. And the second is that Paul's movement towards Rome at this time was a final movement away from Jerusalem, though he will continue to witness to the Jew first Jerusalem's refusal to receive the gospel message and constant intent to destroy its messengers seals its judgment from God. I am sure, dear friend, you would love to avoid God's judgment in your life. If so, you must accept God's life-giving and transforming word and not reject it and his messengers. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 22 and 23, singles out as important the sovereign control of God over history and the events of our lives. Paul's story and his circumstances involving schemers who plot his death and people of goodwill who rescue him signify one of the greatest illustrations in the entire New Testament of what theologians call the providence of God. God is at work in all that happens, though we don't often appreciate or understand it. And all too often, we see the circumstances of life as being against us and controlling us, instead of trusting God who controls our circumstances. I want to learn that God uses the services of people to accomplish his good purposes in the world and to rescue those who suffer unjustly. Are you a simple person who has got the right information that could be reported to the right quarters to rescue somebody from blackmail and save one even from death? Please do not be shy to play that role. Or are you one in authority and you have found there is no evidence for the allegations concerning the case in your hand? You have the power and means to save this person. Please do not hesitate to use your office rightly to offer protection. Whatever we do to save others fits within the sovereign will of God and his providence. The almighty power of God is present everywhere, and by his hand he upholds heaven and earth and governs the world with absolute kindness. We Christian people experience the everyday trials of human life, as well as trials that come from following and serving God in a world that is hostile to him. When we suffer, our faith also suffers. We can be overcome with fear, with doubt, and with despair. In those trying times and moments, we question God and his goodness. But knowing that God is providentially at work, even in our suffering, can be a source of hope and strength. The experience of Paul the Apostle gives us confidence that God is with us always, and that the Holy Spirit dwells in us and is working out God's purposes in our lives. Even when we suffer and do not understand the reason, we can trust God and his purpose for our lives, because his purposes for our lives are always good. Almighty God, everlasting Father, who has brought us out of sleep to behold the light of a new day, dispel, we pray you, every cloud from our hearts and every burden of care from our minds, that with a joyful and expectant spirit we may seek your face. O God, who knows our thoughts afar off, we acknowledge and confess in your holy presence our sins against truth, against purity, against charity. We confess our relentlessness and half-heartedness, our lack of faith to believe your promises, our unwillingness to deny ourselves for Christ's sake. Grant us true repentance and the assurance of your forgiveness, that we may know your peace and the blessedness of reconciliation. This is our prayer through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.